I'm a little bit sick today, but I have a few minutes alone, and I thought, I don't know, rather than trying to bang this out, I would just hit record and start babbling. Why not? So I had this idea for a script or a recording, but I have a number of other ideas that I am working on at the moment, and will probably not see the light of day anytime soon, so I thought I'd just float this one out there and see if anybody else wants to run with it. If not, I may come back and revisit it. We'll see. And I don't know. I see the question a lot in the script writing forums and backstage and places, you know, where people are asking, where do people come up with these ideas? And so I thought I'd just babble a bit about this one. Some of my ideas come from the most random places, but this one, I guess, is pretty straightforward. I've mentioned in an earlier recording that I am currently pursuing an extramarital relationship, one that my husband knows about and condones, because it is largely kink based, and it's pretty specific kinks, so there's no issue there. But just because it is, you know, all above board and consensual, is not to say that, you know, there aren't certain rivalries and jealousies that come into the mix. Nothing major, or else, you know, we'd have to have a talk about that. But it happens, right? I mean, it happens when he's pursuing something extramarital too. I mean, you know, we're human, we can't help having feelings about the situation. So what happened was, the last time I went to see my friend, the doctor, I spent a weekend with him and came home on the Sunday afternoon and realized as I was getting ready for work on the Monday morning that he had, in fact, left a not large but visible, very visible hickey on my neck, because he has a thing for biting as well, which I don't mind, but I'm a little old to be rocking a hickey. Certainly doesn't jive with my particular brand. You know, I'm married, I'm professional, you know, office worker, and I'm a mom, and yeah, it just doesn't, it's slightly out of character. So, and unfortunately this particular bruise lasted almost an entire week. I don't know if anyone, I'm sure people did notice at the office, because I'm very pale, fair-skinned. I don't wear a lot of makeup. I did try putting some makeup on it, but it just got all over the collars of my shirts. you know, drew more attention to the area. I don't wear things like scarves or turtlenecks, you know, so that would have been kind of odd in the first place. And to do that, you know, 5 days of the week, you know, out of the blue would have been telling. So I'm sure some of them noticed. I work with all men. No one said anything, of course, but... And it wouldn't have been so bad had it been just the Monday, but it was into Thursday before it finally faded. So I was completely embarrassed, and I spoke to him about it and said, "Look, you know, this is not okay. We can't do this, you know, invisible places anymore. Please." And my husband was not pleased. He did not like that because he is very careful about such things. He understands that our professional reputations are very important, and our reputations as parents and, upstanding members of society are very important. And I mean, I said it's not something I would have done to him either. How would it look? How would you feel if you went in to see your doctor and he had a hickey on his neck, right? I mean, it's not okay. So anyway, there was a discussion had, but what piqued my interest in this particular idea for a script or a story is that on day two, my husband, who was very still quite annoyed, said I should send you back to him with a hickey somewhere else, And I was like, no, let's not start that little pissing match, okay, please, because this is my body we're talking about, guys. I get it and everything, but let's not. But, having had a chance to think about it a little bit, I came up with, just the groundwork for an idea and, thought, what if there was a very submissive person? It doesn't have to be, two males and a female. It doesn't have to be anything. But just for simplicity's sake, I will go with the two males and a female, two dominant males and a submissive, very submissive female. What if they were passing her between them week by week and, wanted to leave their mark for the other man to find, to sort of express their alpha nature, if you will, to make a statement. And what if the statements became more and more extreme, and this woman was so submissive, she just let it happen, of course. And I was kind of fascinated by that idea, to what lengths would they go to make a point, that this is my property, not yours. Could start with bruises and hickeys and bite marks and things like that. Could escalate to leaving cum in particular places for the other man to find, and I don't know, all the way up to who knows what. And I always think of the titles too, which, because I don't know, because someday I might actually do something with these ideas, and it's good to have a title in mind. And I thought, The Messenger, as in don't shoot the messenger, I don't know how you would frame it as a script, if you would write it from the submissive's point of view, or if you could do it as a collab between the two dominant men. I really don't know, but anyway, I thought it was a neat idea and something I hadn't seen around here before. And it is very particular, but scripts are, ideas are, fantasies are. So yeah, if anybody wants to go with it, run with it, please do. If not, then we'll just call this a place marker, and maybe I'll come back to it someday when I have all this elusive free time that I that it could happen someday. I might have some free time again. Anyway, all right, thanks for listening. Bye.